the latest from podnews.net. Spotify's winning the battle against Apple. Enterprise podcast host Voxnest has published an Apple versus Spotify comparison for June 2019. Since May, Spotify has become the most popular of the two apps in the Netherlands, Germany, and Bulgaria. 10 hours after we published yesterday, Apple emailed all podcasters highlighting that their new podcast categories are now live. As we reported, they advised that the category menu in Apple Podcasts may be temporarily removed. Well, it's removed right now when we went to press, to the consternation of some podcast publishers. Spotify has purchased a music podcast. A nine-month-old podcast, The 500, with Josh Adam Mayers, will become a Spotify original. There's a new number one podcast advertiser in the US. According to Magellan, the top three is at number three.
Save money. Switch to Geico.
At number two.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And number one.
BetterHelp Online Counseling can help.
BetterHelp is an online counseling service. AdsWiz has announced that their new software release fully supports the RAD podcast measurement framework. Remote audio data, the output of NPR working with 30 companies, is a method for sharing listening metrics from podcast applications back to publishers. And Amplify Media and Skyview Networks have partnered to produce branded podcasts and custom audio solutions. Skyview will give clients access to over 5,000 radio stations to help promote their branded podcasts or smart speaker skill. In podcasts today, the BBC has launched Deep Down and Desi, Brown Girls Do It Too, a podcast aimed at opening up conversations surrounding sex among British Asian women. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop has launched The Beauty Closet, a clean beauty podcast. An investment podcast, Kindredcast, interviewed Hernan Lopez, the CEO of Wondery, in early June. He praised the listener choice now available with Luminary and Stitcher Premium.
I think we were one of the first ones to do a deal with Luminary. We're really pleased with our relationship with them. We're really happy with the early results that they had on the subscription numbers. They shared those numbers with us. I think that they need to be commended for doing a lot of what the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times did for the digital news ecosystem for many years. Now, because of Luminary and because of Stitcher Premium, there are a lot of listeners that realize, all right, there's a world for podcasts that are ad-free that are supported by me. And let me make a choice.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.